Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Faster than light travel complete.
Woo! That never gets old. Woo!
Woo! Did anyone else forget to buckle up? Don't worry, it's only a medium to large gash.
All crew, post FTL report.
Sim, allow me to report. Success! Yes! You know, this crew has endured a lot. Yeah, the destruction of Earth, the destruction of Scientia, the destruction of everyone's period syncing up. But it was all worth it to make it here, to our new home, Planet V!
I mean, we literally just had a new home planet, but sure, Relia, this random patch of space looks great.
Well, I can report high levels of excitement in this immediate area, Captain Aurelia.
And there's a high level of excitement in the immediate area of my pants. Oh, there's gotta be aliens around here if this planet's so perfect. Oh, let's be each other's wing people, Solaris.
Yes, Mo!
Yes, 99% of everyone is V excited. Computer, Planet V on screen. Let's have a look at her. Wow, it could really be a mini Earth. Bob, go grab some champagne from the mess. Let's get day drunk and celebrate. And keep your comms open. You're not going to want to miss my speech.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Champagne, Aurelia. We should pop out the safety protocols before we pop corks. As co-captain.
Co-captain, my name is Sim, and I am grim all the time. I love rules and being mad. They should have called me Grim instead of Sim.
Pretty sure that's not a real name.
It is now, Grim. Okay. Dusty, are we getting V close?
Yeah, not far, Cap. Though the planet still looks pretty small.
Not far! Take us in, Dusty! What is everyone going to do first? Me, I'm going to run barefoot through a meadow until I accidentally tread on a snail and gross myself out.
We have arrived at your coordinates.
Huzzah! Now, don't be alarmed, Grim. You might be feeling the human emotion known as joy.
Aurelia, the planet...
is incredible, I know! Computer, if you will please, sing the song of our new home world.
Captain, I am only programmed to sing Happy Birthday in the event all but one of the crew dies and requires me to celebrate.
Well, that's comforting.
Aurelia, the planet is gone.
Ah, stupid cheap view screams. Dusty, give it a whack for me.
Sure.
Computer, locate Planet V.
The nanoplanet, affectionately known as Planet V, is located approximately 400 metres from the Q-star stern.
It's behind us? It's a nanoplanet?
Nano? Nano? No! Clearly there's a mistake!
Computer, how big is Planet V?
Planet V is 48 centimetres in diameter.
Oh, that's small, right?
Damn, I guess the dick's cocked up.
Aurelia... 48 centimetres.
Okay, all right. Who spilled kombucha in the diagnostic system again? Come on, 48 centimetres. That's hilarious. Okay, Dusty, back us up so we can see the planet properly. 48.
Backing it up, boss.
Oh. Oh. Oof.
Planet V is located inside the Q-star.
Computer, you are off your game today. Should I turn you off and on again?
Sensors show that the planet was sucked into the ship's exhaust.
Very funny, grim. Because obviously a planet inside the starship would cause catastrophic...
Captains, we have damage in multiple sternside ship systems.
I think...
damage in propulsion, rear power conduits, orbital maneuvering.
I think...
damage to replicators, environmentals down to 80%.
Aurelia, we need solutions, now.
I think I need a frappe.
What?
I'm going to get one, Bibba.
Captain Aurelia left the bridge. Is she okay? Should I go check on her? I can go check on her. Co-Captain Sim, permission to go check on Captain Aurelia.
Stand down and sit down, Solaris. Your other captain is still here and all you need. Now, we're going to do what we should have done a long time ago. ISA Data Diagnostics.
Sudden interest in Café Le Bob, Captain Aurelia. But don't you want your champagne on the bridge?
Order up! I need a triple shot caramel frappe! Stat! Now, Bob!
Sorry, no can do. The duplicators are down and we're plumb out of dairy.
Oh, so lies! I know that there are frappe ingredients here somewhere. Where are they? What's this, Bob? See that? Cream of onion soup, right? Which implies the existence of milk of onion. Where is it, Bobby? Where?
Okay, Captain Aurelia, you cannot milk an onion. Believe me, I have tried. Okay. I did keep my comms open, and I know you must be very disappointed about Planet V being smaller than most of my poo... odd plants.
Come on,
my pop plants.
Where are you?
You're our courageous captain.
Come on.
You can fix this. And find us a new home. And keep us alive. Even without a frappe.
Oh, stop, okay? I just need to make a frappe. I just need to make the perfect frappe just like I used to have. And then everything will be fine. I'm sorry for yelling.
Okay, it's just if you drink the substance in the jar you're holding, you'll be dyed. Dead. You'll die. If you have it, you'll die.
But why is it in your kitchen?
Oh, in small amounts. It's a great substitute for salt.
Solaris, diagnostic update.
Damage is mostly isolated to the rear of the ship. From what I can tell, Planet V is stuck in our exhaust chamber. Its gravitational force is pulling it into the ship, but the ship's fumes keep building up and pushing it back.
It's rolling around in there like a lonely bingo ball, co-cap.
Home sweet home, jammed right up our tailpipe.
All right, we very colourfully identified the problem. Let's have solutions. Solaris?
Ready to corn dug it up, Co-Cap Jackson.
Excuse me, what?
Oh, sorry. It's an acronym for the problem-solving system Aurelia and I developed. It's like, got a problem? Corn dog. Calculate, be open to possibilities, refresh your thinking, and never stop exploring. And then dog, because it's fun. Like corn dog. Like, for example, in this instance, if I apply corn, it's obvious what we should do, right?
Oh, I mean, of course. So, yeah. But I don't think the captain gets it, so if you could...
Calculate the planet's gravitational forces, open up a plasma chamber and capture it inside, refresh yourself, and never stop studying it. Dog.
Ah, okay. I get it. Denied.
What?
Procedure dictates that any threat must be ejected. Dusty, prepare to blast the exhaust and flush it out.
Standing by to fang it, Captain.
But flushing could... Studying it is... We should really ask Aurelia.
Computer, open comms to the mess.
Mo! Find the teat on that onion and squeeze!
Oh, I don't think
they
have teats.
You have teats. What happens if I squeeze yours?
Crew, Captain Aurelia is unfit for duty.
Why are you smiling like that, co-cap?
Computer, enact Protocol C9. Captain Banks is hereby relieved of duty pending medical evaluation.
What? Co-captain, no!
There'll be no more co, Sol. No more co. I'm the captain now. Me. Just me.
Oh, this is a nice, normal reaction to hearing someone is unwell.
Mo, take Aurelia to the med bay.
Yeah, righto.
Finally, this ship will be led by calm logic and strict rules. No more reckless dreams or spirit of exploration. Where did that ever get humanity? Now we can get things done by the book. Our trusty ISA procedure manual has never failed us.
Except when it kinda has.
Except when it kinda has. But with me leading Sol, everything will finally get under control. We'll no longer have to sit around, confused and scared, listening to rousing speeches that go nowhere while our ship slowly gets destroyed from the inside. Dusty, commence the flush.
Aye aye, Cap, blowing her hole.
Look at us, Bob and Aurelia. It's like we're running a substitute dairy, caffeine, chocolate, frappe-focused boost juice.
Ah, no, too much Sprotea pollen. But we can fix it. Yes, yes, we can fix it. More Vegemite concentrate.
I heard Captain Aurelia was unfit for duty. I guess I just didn't realise how unfit.
Oh, Mo, welcome to Bob and Aurelia's Juicy Boost Hole.
It's wrong. It's very wrong.
Yeah,
I got my hopes up for this one, Mo, but it's wrong again. Yeah, but that's okay. It's okay. It's not like I had five other people's tongues to worry about.
Hey, we're still talking about frappes there, champ?
Of course she is. That's just normal cooking self-talk. You know, if the cake doesn't rise, neither will the crew's morale. Or if your sauce is lumpy, Christmas is ruined and everyone will leave. That kind of stuff.
Good gravy, that is bleak.
Gravy! I'll try gravy! Gravy, gravy.
Hey, Aurelia, hun, wanna come with Dr. Mo? Have a Zanny thick shake and lay down?
There are no thick shakes, only frappes. The perfect frappe. Toothpaste! Nature's caramel, yes.
Look, Mo, Aurelia doesn't have a fun rash or a clumpy eye problem. Aurelia has a clumpy feelings problem. And after my med bay stay, okay, I just would say that that's not your strength. Aurelia needs home cooking and good vibes. She needs Café Le Bon.
Oh, you're serious. Oh, listen. DIY Starbucks isn't going to fix this, okay? I'm a world-class doctor who also happens to know plenty about a woman's mind. If anyone can fix Aurelia's brain snap, it's me.
I'm just saying that your bedside manner is a little... underbaked.
Bobby, baby. Sweetie, please watch and learn. Hey,
Aurelia. Yeah, you making frappes?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, why don't you come lay down in the mid bay? Take off your flight suit, do a urine test.
I must make perfect frappe.
Hey, all right, who made this incredible perfect-looking frappe? Yaha!
Mo!
Oh!
Oh, yum, juicy and dry.
Oh, no, Mo.
No,
oh,
no.
Mo.
See, Bob, she's picking up what I'm putting down.
No,
put
no,
it
Mo,
down.
Mo, Mo, that frappe, that particular frappe, had an ingredient from an alien flower I got on the Dodel planet, and we have, quite frankly, no idea what it will do to you.
No idea.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Oh.
Huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I think this is... I might die. All right, med bay now. Let's go. Oh, but I've got to make frappe.
No, we're going to go, and you can lick the sugar coating off all my ibuprofen. Come on.
Okay, fine, but I'm bringing these frappes, and I'm bringing these frappes.
Okay, see, Bob? See? Oh, my God. See? Who's coming to the med bay? Oh, my God, a pinch us like crabs. Still got it, Bob. So, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Boosties. Guess I'm stuck on cleaning shift. Computer, you know what? Play Bad Boy Bobby's ballad playlist.
Emergency protocols engaged. Only Happy Birthday is available.
Ooh, sounds happy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You.
Happy birthday.
What was that?
As captain, let me be the first to acknowledge that flushing the planet did not go as planned. Computer, report.
The nanoplanet, affectionately called Planet V,
is a
48-centimeter happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Ooh, you curly fry the computer, Cap.
Solaris, report.
Sensors are going haywire. From what I can tell, the exhaust flush sucked the planet completely into the ship. It's now smashing through the fallopian service tubes. If it hits the engine or breaches the hull or... Captain, this thing could easily blow us up.
Relax. Everything is under control. In an escalating crisis, the ISA manual is clear. Sol, enact protocol 89. Raise shields.
The external shields? For outside threats? Won't that just stop the planet from leaving the ship?
Oh, right. In that case, let me just check chapter... Stand by. This page just says nuke the moon with a question mark?
Hey, Cap, if it's the size of a basketball, I could slam dunk it straight out of the airlock.
Oh, Captain, it's a planet. We could just throw our shoes into its orbit and weigh it down with too many moons.
Ooh, Cap. Hey, just put me in the shuttle, like, shrink me down, right? And then I'll speed through the vents, like, zoom, whoosh, and then I'll, like, take a nanoplanet out with a nanonuke that I just
shush.
I can't focus on the manual. From now on, you will only speak to your immediate superior. Communication will now flow efficiently and quietly up the chain. Understood?
Understood, Captain.
Yeah, reporting that Solaris understands, Captain.
Solaris, Captain. Sim, there was an explosion in the mess. A lot of Aurelia's reject frappes were hit. It is an absolute dud bath down there.
Cap, the cook is reporting...
But hang on, Dust. Bob would have to rank below me, surely.
Oh, true. Report, specialist.
Lieutenant, the cook is reporting a frappe-ocalypse.
What is happening?
Cap, reporting that Bob's crying over spilled milk.
I never said I cried.
Yeah, he cried.
Okay, fine, I cried. It was a big explosion, and there was this creepy moaning sound.
Lieutenant, sound like Bob's also had an emotional break.
Hey, Cap, crew reports show that everyone needs to toughen up.
Solo co-captain, I'd like to report that feelings are beautiful.
Oh,
Captain, that's a great impression of the groan I heard. And that, I think it's Planet V.
A planet groaning? Fascinating! Corn dog theory would suggest...
No! No more corn! No more ideas! We're doing things my way now! By the book. And the book says... That you three should go locate the planet while computer and I find a way to eject it.
But the sensors...
Take handheld scanners, go to the mess. Scan for, damage.
But everything is damaged.
Fallout!
Oh my god.
I'm getting zero caffeine kick from this chewy vitamin C. Ugh, and now you're out of chewy vitamin C. Great.
Oh, something's happening in me. Oh, something real weird.
You know, Mo, you could be a little bit more sensitive. This is a very difficult time for me, and I'm really going through something.
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe if my bedside manner sucks, it's because space sucks.
How dare you?
Well, you know, when you're in the academy, you're told it's going to be high-octane adventure. You know, it's all new places to discover, new medical puzzles to solve, millions of extraterrestrial holes to finger.
I'm not sure I remember that part of the training, Mo. I think that was you in the toilets in between classes.
Planet V was supposed to be my key to V, okay? But it turns out...
Way to rub it in, Mo. Way to rub it in.
Rub it in.
Say, Mo, do you have any cocoa butter body lotion? Maybe I could extract the cocoa.
No more frappes, Aurelia.
Oh, you're a frappe fascist. And I'll have you know that
have
I was
you
so...
know that I was voted the best and fairest at the Dinosaur Orgy 3 years running. Okay, I'm actually very emotionally sensitive. Oh. All right, I think the alien flower juice might have made me. Tell me, Aurelia, how do your frappe feelings make you feel?
Really? For real?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've been feeling like I'm trying to make the perfect frappe, so perfect that it satisfies the tongues of an entire crew of people. But not every tongue wants a taste of frappe, Mo, you know? And is it even possible to have everyone happily lapping at the same frappe? Maybe I shouldn't feel such an obligation to try and serve as...
Serving is good, Aurelia. Offering, giving, feeding others frappes made with fresh flower juice.
Mo, are you okay?
I feel really good, Aurelia. Yeah, really good. Yeah, really, really good.
Okay,
yeah.
Hands down.
You should feel really good too. Drink up, no. Bottoms up.
Mo, get that flower juice frappe out of my face. I'm not going to drink it. Oh! Holy Crystalis! Mo, crystals are growing out of your face. Hey, you know, this is one of those medical mystery puzzles you're so keen on, right, Mo? Mo?
How does frappe make you feel, Aurelia?
I do feel a little bit frightened. Thank you for asking.
Damn, Bob! The explosion really wrecked your kitchen.
Oh, actually, most of this was Aurelia. The explosion happened in the fallopian service tube over there.
Ooh, that's a big ol' hole! Anything could be in that fallopian. Rats, mold, mini planet that could shoot your head off. Who wants to look in there first, Bob?
Oh, I would, but dark spaces are when the memories come. How about you, Sol?
Sorry, I can't. Captain Sim's book didn't tell me to. I could look in there and get an idea that makes me a not follower.
Okay, jeez.
No, I was ordered to look for the planet. Let me go in. Looks like Planet V pinballed through here and, which caused the explosion, if that makes sense.
On an emotional level, yes.
Okay, so applying corn, we would... no! Captain Jackson ordered no more thinking. So, Dusty, you can scan the fallopian and find out where the planet went.
Oh, I know where it is. Jammed up Captain Brin's scratch up butthole.
You all right there, Sol?
Fine.
You're just kind of vibrating with this murder look in your eyes.
They won't let me have ideas! Or listen to your moan theory! They'd rather work on the bridge with a dumb book and a broken computer than with us! Excuse excuse my language, but this whole thing is really silly. We need Aurelia back.
We need Aurelia back? Or you need Aurelia back?
What? No. Shut your mouth right now. Dusty might hear you.
Dusty's head is too buried in fallopians to hear me say that farts are Dusty's favourite meal if I served up a fart in Café Le Bon.
Okay. She can't hear us, but...
Solaris, have you ever heard of the saying, in case of emergency, break glass?
I don't know that it's a saying as much as an actual emergency
protocol. My point is, we're in an emergency, and I think it's time for you to break your glass with Aurelia.
Are you suggesting I should glass Aurelia?
What? God, no! Oh, my God, where did you get that idea? Just tell her you have a crush on her. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God, the image is in my mind. Oh.
Hey, okay.
I've got a direction on the planet. It's somewhere in the tube.
Bob, you're right. I'm going to break the glass and just go for it. I'm going to do that thing you suggested. But before that, I'm going to get corny with that planet. Dog.
Okay, ISA manual. It's just you and me now. Whatever page I land on will tell me what to do when a celestial body is cannonballing through the ship. Chapter 91, Strategic Moustaches. This wouldn't be so hard if the crew could just follow procedure. Computer, am I wrong? Am I an asshole? No, it's the crew. Right?
Playing
10,023 instances
of words asshole and sim in crew logs.
What? Computer, no, that's private.
And then Sim said I had to make it all sugar-free. Sans sugar? She's a monster!
I think CoCap Sim wants to finger the ISA manual. Sexually, if that wasn't clear.
No.
I could really go for some dim sims right now.
Co-Captain Sim is not Aurelia.
Not being Aurelia isn't exactly a bad thing.
And I mean that in a bad way.
Okay, stop, computer.
And I guess what I really think of Sim is...
I mean, this is morally so wrong, and I object, but if you're going to play them all, computer.
She's just not the right captain for this crew.
Oh.
Not yet. If Sim could just trust the crew the way she trusts her rules, she'd be incredible. Just like her abs in that flight suit. Am I right? Damn!
Computer and crew logs. That was a lot of information. Computer, have I royally screwed this up?
A lot.
Happy birthday.
Denied.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, right. Tiny planet about to tear apart the ship. The computer is a glorified mixtape. Aurelia thinks my abs are great. I mean, Aurelia thinks I'm incredible. I mean, Aurelia needs me to fix this. The crew might hate me, but... Sim to Solaris, what's your location? No comps. Okay. This is so embarrassing, but... Corn dog.
Untie me, Aurelia. We can enjoy...
Frappe, yeah, cool, Mo. So because you have a face full of crystals, I've scanned your brain.
We feel good, really good, Aurelia.
Yeah, you do. Probably because your brain is full of space parasites that secrete euphoria. Parasites that seem to want to spread to me too. I mean, it's no biggie, right? We only need to invent a cure for space parasites before they kill you. Mm. You, our only doctor, the only one who can work out how to get the parasites out of your brain. But unfortunately, your brain is too full of parasites to work that out.
That's good, though.
Gosh, I should be good at everything immediately. I hate not knowing what to do.
You know what I hate?
Oh, pleasure.
Pleasure that comes from anything but frappes.
No, except for sex, right?
Oh, yuck. No, no sex, Aurelia. Only frappe.
What? No. Mo, I know you're in there. You don't hate sex. You love sex. You love it.
Sex?
That's it, Mo. You love sex. You love putting your hands on boobies.
Flower.
And chests. Without boobies that are just... No, you love bums. Put my bum against another bum and oh my gosh, the sexy is helping you break free. Bums and boobs and...
Pass!
Elbows! A puss! Yes, my
pass.
Puss!
No!
What?
Pass!
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 Pass sucker!
What about pass? Oh, pass sucker! Oh, Mo, this! This one? I
no,
get it!
No,
I can reprogram this pus sucker to suck out the crystals from your face!
Crystal
no, great
stay.
Idea! Hold
no,
still!
No,
struggling! Stop!
Stay.
Sexy! Bum! Bum, bum, bum! Yeah, that's it! Got it! Got it! Here we go! Here we go! Oh, gross! Oh, that one stuck! I sucked crystal parasites out of your head like a galactic Dr. Pimple Popper. That was so gross. It was also kind of cool.
Oh, jeez. I feel like I've just had a full-body gravel colonic. Hey, thanks for flirting me back to consciousness.
You're so welcome. Looks like I'm the ship's flirt master now.
Boobs and bum. No, if I was really flirting with you, you'd know.
Yeah, sure.
No, Aurelia, you'd know.
Oh. What's that look? Put that look away.
What is it?
I've never seen you do that look before. Yeah. You've got beautiful lips,
yeah.
Eyes, and which I've never
see
noticed.
What can I do with them?
What can you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. How are you doing that?
I'm fine.
Oh, wow. Mo. Okay.
Check me out! I went against a direct order and worked out how to track the planet. I feel so amazing and so anxious, but mostly amazing.
These frappes are pretty good, Bobby.
Thanks. And only one sent Mo to the med bay screaming in pain.
What?
The planet is just around this corner. Suck on that, Sim. Ah, Sim!
Hello, Solaris.
Captain! Hi! Hello! When I said suck, I meant...
Solaris, breathe. You're right. I should suck on that. I should have listened to you.
Oh. Thank you? Is this a trap?
Definitely. Cap's face is all weird and stuff.
No, I'm apologizing and extremely uncomfortable, so please accept it and allow me to change the subject. What are you doing?
Having illegal ideas. Please don't throw me in the brig. I mean, I calibrated the handheld scanners to isolate the planet's gravitational pull. It's nearby, in this fallopian. But we don't know how to get rid of it.
That's something that I might be able to help with. I may have had a corny idea.
Oh, did you?
I cross-referenced the crew movement data with the planet's sighting and found a curious pattern. The planet's movements are not random. It appears that it's attracted to something. Or someone.
Huh? Why are you looking at me? Is there something in my teeth? Is it a booger? I'm always getting boogers in my teeth.
It's attracted to Bob? How? Why?
I don't know.
That dump truck ass, obviously.
Oh, well, that's just great. My first real space admirer, and it's a deadly planet. Oh.
It's his moans.
What? Ah. Oh. seriously.
Great! Bob, get into the Fallopians, lead the killer planet to the back door, eject it into space, and we can get back to drinking frappes!
Okay, well, don't be crazy, Dusty. That's obviously not going to be the plan.
That actually isn't a bad idea.
Co-captain, please.
The crew's right, Bob. It's attracted to you, Bob. You're the only one who can do it. But we'll be out here supporting you the whole time.
Okay, well, I guess...
In you go, bud!
I'm instantly stuck.
The planet is coming this way, towards Bob.
Oh no!
Captain, as the smallest
denied soul, protocol dictates that I go in. Captain, let me adjust your scanner so we can communicate.
Thanks. Now if you'll excuse me, I need to unplug a man from a hole.
Okay, Bob, I'm right behind you. How are you stuck?
I don't know. It's all so dark in here.
Can you move at all?
Just leave me, Captain. Just leave. I belong to the Fallopians now.
Please, Bob, we need to move.
Oh, I can't.
The planet's gaining speed. Captain, how well do you know the ship?
If you're asking me if I have studied the ship's layout to the point I could prison break style tattoo myself with it, the answer is...
Good. Lead it to the nearest waste hatch. So long as we avoid the FTL, it could really work.
You and Dusty, prep the disposal hatch in the med bay. It's the closest one. And I guess I'll... insult Bob so his groans leave Planet V there.
Oh, I really do not like this plan.
Bob, you idiot! Sorry. Next time, check if you're stuck or your belt loop just got caught in a piece of metal and can be easily torn off. All right, you're free. Let's move.
Oh, my, this is my favorite. They were my only pants.
Take a left.
Okay.
You are the human manifestation of the phrase, woe is me!
Oh.
Sorry, turn right here. You got left on Mars because your presence is an emotional black hole again. I am so sorry, Bob.
Surely the integrity could have at 69%.
Hurry, Bob! Thanks to your absolutely humiliating lack of physical ability, the planet is about to catch up and answer the question of what happens to a human being if a planet flies up there.
Structural integrity at
35%.
Captain! Bob! You made it to the med bay!
Solaris, the planet is coming.
Dusty, quick! Open the waste disposal hatch!
Aye, Captain!
Hatch open! Here we go! Close the hatch in V, 2, 1! Got it! Hit eject!
Hang on to your muffs, everybody! The planet's out! We did it!
Our plan worked!
And I allowed it to happen!
Oh, and I was there too!
Bob, it's okay. You can stop moaning now. I didn't mean what I said.
Huh? Oh, no, that isn't me. I mean, yes, I am crying, but that's just because I'm reflecting on all the good times Planet V and I had together.
What is that?
Yeah, see, like I told you, it's not me.
Sounds like a giraffe and a hippo.
It doesn't sound like that.
There's horrible sounds coming from Mo's office.
Oh,
they could be in trouble. Come on, two aside, let's open this door.
We're coming, Aurelia!
Oh, coming!
Grim, I mean Sim, everyone,
Aurelia?
This is not what it looks like.
Oh, it definitely is.
Cool.
Not helping.
Oh, Sol. Looks like Mo's broken your glass.
Oh, your glasses are broken. Hey, buddy, I'll just grab it for you. Just You know that scene in Predator versus Alien? Imagine that, but if they're trying to make a family and, like, that small head with the long tongue thing shoots out and then wraps around and inserts. Whoa, I haven't seen that before.
Aurelia, I,
I sure hope this doesn't cause any problems. Why are you all looking at me? Oh, no, I'm talking about this hole I tore in my pants. No, I'm not talking about them having sex.
Starship Q-Star was created by Megan May and Lauren Anderson. This episode was written by Lena Moon. Head to starshipqstar.com to find out more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.